This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
This is Corey Shapiro. Welcome back to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This podcast is focused on being creative and not reactive in your divorce. And it's so easy to be reactive. And that's why I did this podcast, because I wrote my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. And this podcast reinforces those concepts. My book is available on Amazon. Also, the audio book is available on Audible and Spotify. And we start off the season, if for new listeners, with a key points overview, and then we go through bite-sized chunks each week. And occasionally, we intersperse those episodes with conversations with thought leaders. So check it out. We actually have on the YouTube page a playlist of the conversation, so easy to find. Last episode, we talked about one of my favorite tools, the 24-hour pause. Please check that out. You know, actually kind of funny, I got married. Yes, divorce lawyers got married. And when you get your marriage license, they make you wait 24 hours. You know, are you sure? So that's sort of like the 24-hour pause. And today we're kind of extending that concept with creating that mental distance and not being so codependent. This is still in chapter 2. And we have a question this week about some problems, about visualizing these trigger events and not really can't do it. So let's start off with our weekly quote. Our weekly quote is from Jack Canfield. It goes like this: you can't change anyone else, but people do change in relationship to your change. This is just such wisdom. I'm that emoji, the bowing emoji? I'm bowing to Mr. Canfield. I mean, that's the whole point of getting divorced without losing your mind. That's the whole point of what we're doing here. We're being creative. We're not reactive. It sort of reminds me of a story. I think it was in Modern Love in the New York Times, where this woman was having such frustration with her husband because he would come into the kitchen and bother her while she was cooking. But she was an exotic animal trainer, you know, dealing with seals and stuff. And she realized if she treated her husband, quote unquote, like a seal, she can find peace in the kitchen. And all she did was put a bowl of chips with some salsa at the edge of the kitchen. And when the husband, you know, I'm thinking of the husband coming in like a seal, hungry, sees the chips, eats it, backs away, waits for dinner, she gets peace of mind. That is what I think Mr. Canfield's talking about. So let's use this creative mind in this concept we're dealing with today as we move into our coaching corner. The point here is we're going to identify a difficult concept, a difficult, you know, something that's happening. So whatever it is for you, let's just do an example to make it a little easier. Let's say you have parenting time, drop off is at 5 p.m. on Sundays, and the kids aren't back at 5 p.m. and there's no word. You know, can't there be some consideration? Can't there be a text, an email, something, a call running late? And maybe if you're the worried type, you know, your mind automatically goes to a negative perspective. Are they in a car crash? What happened? What's going on? And it's really causing you to panic. All right, let's slow down here. Chances are, I mean, it could happen, but chances are, it's not something that bad. And a technique to visualize is to put this scene inside, let's say, a thought bubble or, you know, one of those snow globes. I know we're in March, so we're moving into the warm weather, but think back in the colder weather, those snow globes, and just turn off the audio and play it out. And you're like, okay, well, they're not back. It's 5:02. I haven't heard anything. Do I give them a grace period before I flip out? And maybe you're thinking positively. Could you think positively for at least a grace period? I would suggest you probably could. So just visualize, you know, your ex bringing those kids back. Maybe there was traffic. Maybe they were running late. Maybe they forgot something, something positive. And you're just visualizing this scene. And hopefully when you could visualize it out of your mind and you can sort of see it, it's not going to land so hard. Now, you know, after 15 minutes, if something doesn't happen, or after 30 minutes, whatever your grace period is for you, I think for me, it'd be 15 minutes because I'm pretty, pretty concerned type of a person. I would reach out. But everyone has different standards of being punctual. And I don't want you to think just because you have an agreement and it says 5 p.m., people are going to actually follow that to the letter. I don't care if it's a court order. People do what they want to do. Some people take these court orders as a suggestion. And let me just make a difference. You can have an agreement, a parenting agreement that says 5 p.m. So you're defaulting on an agreement. But then you could go to court, have that agreement so ordered by the court, or the court can order it after maybe a hearing or some type of motion. People sometimes take those as suggestions and they get lazy. So only when you go to court and the court starts, you know, screaming and yelling at you, threatening you with contempt, do people shape up. Those are some people. So maybe you're going to have to just build in 15 minutes. What I would say to be creative, if you really are concerned about this, maybe you would do a 4:30 or a 4 o'clock exchange. And that's that idea from that smart woman dealing with her husband, right? You're making things work for you based in reality, not on this vision like, well, now we have an agreement that partner is just going to be punctual, or that ex is going to be punctual. Not that doesn't work. Life doesn't work that way. People just sort of act the best when they're in court and then go back to their normal situation. So you're going to have some room, some margin. And that's what I would suggest. All right. So let's move on to our question. Let's say you can't visualize, you can't do this exercise. I don't know what you're talking about, snow globe. I can't do it, Corey. Well, listen, sometimes you're so wrapped up in a negative perspective, and even going to maybe a divorce coach or thinking about it with your friends or taking some journaling or doing some of the techniques I talk about, even giving it a 24-hour pause, you just can't do it. Well, here's the answer. The answer is you may need to see some type of professional. And there's no shame to go to a therapist. It's rewarded. I always tell people the best tennis players in the world have a team of people who help them, from physical conditioning to mental conditioning. And going through this is like a 5-set tennis match. It's stressful. So get your therapist to help you work through some of your negative emotions. And then maybe when you talk to your attorney in your jurisdiction, you can think more creatively, like the suggestion I did to you. Hey, if 5 p.m. is really going to cause me stress, maybe I got to do 4 p.m. so I can give a half an hour grace period, because I know who they are. And probably what's going to happen is after this is all said and done, they're probably just going to be a little bit more relaxed and not take that 5 o'clock as gospel. All right. So that's where we are with the episode. So before I leave you today, this week, I want you to think about the divorce as a 3-part journey. And you're starting this transformational journey if you're beginning it with, you know, from being stuck to being supported through this podcast, through my book, through other people. And not people who are going to give you a negative perspective, but people who are going to give you hope and information. And then you're going to go through a growth stage to think of things differently. And this takes time. And then you're going to get stronger. And I love this stage. And you're going to get pulled to your post-divorce life. The more you can think about, visualize, really visualize, like a movie, that level of detail, that post-divorce life, the more you're going to get pulled to that. And my hope is your divorce won't turn into a divorce nightmare. All right. So grateful for joining me on this journey. Each week, we're going to get slightly stronger. We're going to go through this together. And remember, my name's Corey Shapiro. Be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.